Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A special plea will be made at this weekend's Rally of the Lakes in Killarney to help bring missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain home. And Mike has been missing since the 20th of March. Just yesterday, Gardaí investigating his disappearance upgraded the case to a homicide investigation, and his wife and sister made an appeal for information. Well, Tommy Randalls is chairman of the Killarney and District Motor Club and a friend of Mike's, and he joins me on the line. Tommy, it's lovely to have you with us, and I know this is always a really big weekend in Killarney. You have the Rally of the Lakes, and Mike was a great supporter of motorsport and a former competitor too.
That's right. Good morning, Claire, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'll be talking to you as a personal friend of Mike's, and I'll be talking to the chairman of the Killarney District Motor Club, but I talk at the motor club first. Yeah, Mike was a very ordinary young man. I knew Mike since he was about 13 or 14 years old. He was farming and he was driving tractors, and I suppose he went on. Didn't anybody at that time, there was no PlayStations or anything, and all farmer sons, we drove tractors and ended up in rally cars, a bit like myself. Mm-hmm. And Mike was a serious interest in motorsport. It was his outlet. He didn't play football, and he was very much involved in the rally, in rallying back in the maybe a few years back now. But he had his own car, and he was involved, and he loved the sport, and he travelled as well to world rallies, and he's going to the Birmingham Motor Show, and he competed as well. Yeah,
and the rally goes through Mike's land. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I don't know how much you know about rallying, Claire, but if you want to learn about it, come to Killarney, because we run very good rallies down there. And but the Mall's Gap stage is probably one of the most famous stages in the world in rallying. It's going back to the old Circuit of Ireland. And that would run, at the end of that stage would come right down through Mike's farm. And Mike would have grown up there with his uncle. He didn't live on that actual farm, but his uncle was there. And he would have been watching them rallies, I'd say, since he was a very small boy. And like, anybody watching the rally now this weekend or down through the years, Mike would be standing on Mike's land inside Mike's fence, looking out at the rally, and Mike would be there as well. So he would be there from a very young age.
And that's why you wanted to do something to help this weekend. So tell us what that is.
Yeah, well, what has been done, and it was the brainchild of a group of Mike's friends in the motor club, and with the blessing of Mike's family, we're carrying an awareness sticker on every car. All the cars, there's 150 or 60 cars in the rally, and then there's course cars in front, and we're all carrying an awareness sticker too on each competitive car. And there is the local drivers, which I'm actually competing this rally myself, and all the local Kimmyard drivers and people that know Mike, we're carrying a bigger awareness sticker to be much bigger, but that's just the local people. And then there's 6,500 programs that'll go out, and there'll be a sticker in them as well, just to keep Mike in the memory. And the motor club doing as much as they can to see, could this situation ever come to an end? I mean, like, it's a shocking situation for both Mike's wife, Janice, and Mike's two sisters, Noreen and Catherine, whom I know well. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrible. Like,
yeah, it is. And we saw that borne out yesterday. And listen, I know you said that you're friends with Mike for many years. You used to draw silage with him, did you?
Well, I suppose. I was a silage contractor in the mid-80s, and Mike had two uncles, his uncle Pather and his uncle John. And Mike would be a very precious guy in his family now, not taking anything from his two sisters, but he was the boy in that family. His mother, his father, Jim Gain, and his mother Sheila. By the way, his mother Sheila only died in the first week of February. So the family are going through a double tragedy at the moment. Yeah. Can you imagine losing your mother and your only brother in a very short time? But Mike has come out with a tractor and he collected the silage trailers, and I just cut silage on that farm, and Mike would be drawing it in, and he was very young. But Mike worked with me then. I had a quarry not too far away from there, and I had a ready mix plant, and Mike was a part-time driver in my crew. He'd drive ready mix truck and he'd drive machines. Mike was the kind of a fella, if you rang Mike tonight, he was a very sought to the other person. If we rang him tonight, said, "Mike, I'm stuck for a couple of hours tomorrow," he would turn up and he'd get you out of a hole. And he'd do that to anybody, like, but he would turn up and give. That's why on the searches, Claire, the massive crowds that turned up were unbelievable, like, and on this one. And I was involved in one of the days searching myself, was like, there was over 200, no, there was 250 people, like, they walked every bit of that length.
Yes, it's testament to the man that we've been hearing about. Well, listen, Tommy, yeah, I'm very grateful to you for telling us about it, and I wish you well over the weekend, both with the rally and also with this desire that you have that we can all hear to try and progress this investigation. And I just want to remind people, anyone with information on Michael Gaines, you can contact Killarneygar, the station, on 064-667-1160 or the Garda Confidential line, which is 1-800-666-111.